You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour. No. I think I still have my cold. I don't know. I'll just be blowing my nose a lot. I apologize for any mucus and boogers that you may hear throughout the program. But, you know, we hold nothing back. We hold nothing back. All right. I know many of you are frustrated with what's going on with the whole fiscal cliff and the lack of leadership we had from both sides, honestly, in terms of the legislation. All our taxes are up, by the way, now. All right. You know, I mean, I knew we were all going to get taxed somehow. So we all now are going to have smaller paychecks. You know, welcome to 2013. So I'll probably read some of your emails a little bit later. I do want to get to as much news as possible, but I do want to make sure you guys can feel, you can vent. I am just as frustrated, especially since none of the spending was really cut to the degree that we needed it to be, which means if the government wants to pay for all the spending, they're going to have to print money. And if they are going to print money, the value of the dollar drops and we have inflation. This is something we predicted a long time ago. And from what I understand, there's three more fiscal cliffs for the government to work on. Are you kidding me? Really? So for those of you who are disgusted and exhausted by the whole process, it ruined our New Year's. Yeah, I was disgusted in the last hour. I mean, I had the news on the whole New Year's weekend. Right. Even New Year's Eve, driving to the New Year's Eve party, we had it on, driving back. OK, well, what happened? What did they do? And then New Year's Day, trying to figure out what the House was going to do. And, you know, you're just watching your paycheck shrink and shrink and shrink without any. I mean, if somebody told me, look, all our problems will be solved by those of us paying an extra couple hundred a month, maybe I would actually stop for a second and think about it and flinch. But, I mean, we're talking about nothing getting done. And I think what really aggravated me, which just made my blood boil, was President Obama saying Congress has to get to work on spending cuts because Congress is responsible for all our spending. You guys heard that? Congress. He's blaming the Republicans for Obamacare. He's blaming the Republicans for all the entitlements. Did you see how that went? And we could do nothing. All we could do is sit here and wait till 2016. That's all we could do. You know, and 2016, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that. Most likely Hillary's going to run. Now, good news, it looks like Hillary is going to recover fully. We were all pretty concerned. She had a blood clot that ended up landing behind her ear. Basically, it's the transverse sinus. All right, that usually drains the back of the head. A lot of venous blood gets drained back there. Very commonplace for clots. She's been on blood thinners, from what I understand, is doing well. Should hopefully be out of the hospital, from what I understand, within hours. So luckily she's been able to recover from that. Still a little concerning as to, you know, how she could have, you know, received such a very scary blood clot. We do know she did have a blood clot about 14 years ago. That was successfully treated. And as with anybody who receives a blood clot, I, you know, spoke to you all about the management of blood clots a few days ago, so I won't rehash that. But what I do want to urge all of you to do, if you missed any of my shows over the holiday weekend, or last week, is that if you ever had a blood clot, or if you come from a family who is prone to blood clots, it may not hurt for you to get that hypercoagulability panel, which we've talked about. The hypercoagulability panel looks at different levels of the cascade, the clotting cascade. And it looks to see if you have any abnormalities and if you're more predisposed or inclined to clot. Antithrombin 3, factor 5 leadin, et cetera. And if you are more inclined to clot, then if you are going to be in situations that could put you at risk for blood clots, i.e. truck driving, right, and sitting for multiple hours, frequent flying on plane, surgery, being treated for cancer. Cancer could put you at risk for a blood clot. If you smoke, if you're going to be given postmenopausal estrogen, etc., or if you sustained any sort of trauma, you could then tell the doctor, look, I am prone to blood clots. So because I'm prone to blood clots, you're going to need to make sure I'm protected. You know, whether it be with Coumadin, Plavix, aspirin, etc. And so it was a pretty important program. I can't remember which podcast it was, but just make sure you guys can get checked if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, you know, the light turns red. We have people racing through the intersection, and of course, that's probably the most dangerous time. I was taught by a rheumatologist I was training under, Dr. Scott Harris, to always be, you know, never be the first person in an intersection. You know, it's interesting. You're supposed to learn medicine, but I learned so much life type stuff from these doctors, you know, as an aside. And I've lived by that. Never be the first person in an intersection. You don't have to race through the intersection. Never be the first person. Now, it's a shame because you really don't want the guy next to you getting hit. You know, I usually, feel like being a doctor, I would rather take the bullet or take the hit before somebody else. But that type of thinking, to go slow, to hesitate before you enter the intersection, allows any idiot driver who's running the red to do whatever idiotic, dangerous thing he's doing before you enter the intersection. Now, in China, they're cracking down on this one step further, where they're going to now make it a penalty if you run a yellow light. All right? So drivers accustomed to considering the yellow light as a warning and a red light to be stopped will be confused because they now have to stop suddenly if the light is yellow. All right? From what I understand, even the Xinhua News Agency has joined the criticism. I guess in a micro commentary on its Twitter account, Sina Weibo, I guess they cited how Isaac Newton had discussed how difficult it is to stop momentum of something in motion. So I guess violations are going to double on their 12-point scale to 6 points if you run a yellow. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is sponsoring this segment of the show. I hope you all had a healthy and happy New Year's celebration getting ready for 2013. Well, I guess starting New Year's Day in Concord, Massachusetts, you can no longer buy water bottles, single plastic water bottles. Apparently there was a law passed back in April that if stores violate the ban, they're going to be fined up to $50. Now, what's wrong with single plastic water bottles? I guess it's not green. Concord, Massachusetts is one of the first communities in the country to make single plastic water bottles illegal. Some businesses oppose the ban, saying it will drive business out of town. They say elsewhere, the University of Vermont's ban on bottled water also takes place January 1 at the University UVM, is the University of Vermont. The first public university will also end the sale of bottled water. Flat, unflavored water is no longer being sold in stores, vending machines, and cafes on campus. But you can buy soda, juice, and other drinks that come in plastic bottles. Apparently, the University of Vermont is saying it's going to make the school greener. They've installed filling stations around campus to encourage students and staff to use more economic-friendly reusable water bottles. I get so nervous when I hear or see bands. Doesn't that just drive you crazy? I mean, I'm not overreacting to this. Is that just a little weird that you can sell a Coca-Cola or you could sell, I'm trying to think, you know, what else would come then in a bottle? I guess they said juices, yet not water. And the reason why they're doing that, it's not because of the if it had something to do with the BPA, if it had something to do with safety issues, maybe I could stomach it a little bit more. But when they're doing it because they want to change citizen behavior, I get a little nervous. Now, from a medical standpoint, okay, many people don't clean out their reusable containers. Remember when grocery stores tried to push the reusable bags and then there was an outbreak? I'm trying to think what outbreak. There's been a few different outbreaks from these reusable grocery bags, and it's because they weren't getting cleaned properly. And I think there was a bunch of gymnasts, was it? High schoolers, or were they cheerleaders that got sick because somebody had cookies in a reusable shopping bag, recyclable shopping bag? It wasn't cleaned. So the cookies apparently had either salmonella. I'm trying to remember what that was. You all would probably remember because you guys listen to my show more than I do. And a whole bunch of people got sick. I think 50 kids got sick because nobody was washing the reusable bag properly. Well, same thing with these water bottles. I used to give my kids water bottles that they could take to school and fill up. They could fill up their water bottle because it was too heavy for them to bring 4 or 5 water bottles in their knapsack. So what we did is we gave them one of these containers that they would want, and it stunk. It would be sitting there in their backpack. It smelled moldy. And I said, to heck with this, just take the bottle. And so I'm a little nervous about this. When you ban the ability to purchase water, and if somebody's thirsty and they don't have a reusable container, they're going to probably go and purchase the soda. So to me, that doesn't make sense. Now, speaking of safety of bottled water, this came out, which is very interesting. They said that bottled water, this is the headline from Mail Online, bottled water is less safe than tap. So bottled water supposedly, could be a source of infection itself or be more contaminated. They say because water, the bottled water, has no disinfecting additives such as chlorine, the UK actually, now this is a study out in Britain, UK water does have chlorine. So the tap water could apparently be more healthy. They also say bottled water costs 1,000 times more than what comes out of tap water. They say bottled water is much more likely to be contaminated or become a source of infection than tap water. The warning suggests that much of the, I guess it's a $1.5 billion industry, just the bottled water in Britain alone, right, could actually be a waste of money. Now, my issue with bottled water is, it's obviously not giving you any nutrients. It's not like vitamin water, etc. What I like about bottled water is it reminds people to drink water instead of soda. Now, is bottled water in and of itself healthy? Well, I mean, what's healthy is you're replenishing your fluids. And for those of you that drink more water instead of eating or instead of drinking bad foods, I think then it is healthy. Have I ever heard of a bottled water being contaminated with something? No. I haven't. I haven't heard of anybody getting sick from drinking bottled water. Now, are there issues with the BPA and the plastics? Yes, there could be. All right. I guess in 1990, Perrier had to withdraw millions of bottles worldwide after traces of benzene were found in the water. In 2004, Coca-Cola had launched Dasani, which was purified tap water taken straight from, I guess, certain main supplies. I'm not too sure about that. I like Dasani flavor. It tastes good. But they said, but within weeks, hundreds of thousands of bottles recalled after it emerged that the purification process may have contaminated the water with a possible carcinogenic substance. Tap water has been compromised in the past. Apparently in 1988, aluminum sulfate was added to the wrong treatment tank, polluting drinking water in a city in Europe. Now, I don't know much about this whole bottled water controversy now. I don't think bottled water for the most part is unsafe. You know, my husband likes old school. He likes taking tap water and filtering it. But my problem is some of these filtering systems, I could taste something to it. It's like I could taste something from the filtering system, and then is that healthy? So what do? Personally, I still choose bottled water over anything else because to me it tastes the most pure. But, you know, if you live in Concord, Massachusetts, the bottled water is banned. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, I guess one of Justin Bieber's, paparazzi photographers was hit by a car and died. And, of course, Justin Bieber has weighed in on the situation, saying it was a tragic accident. He says, while I was not present nor directly involved with this tragic accident, my thoughts and prayers are with the family of the victim. Hopefully this tragedy will finally inspire meaningful legislation and whatever other necessary steps to protect the lives and safety of celebrities, police officers, innocent bystanders, and the photographers themselves. Apparently the incident took place on Sepulveda near Getty Center Drive. I've driven there multiple times before 6 p.m. A friend of Bieber was driving a Ferrari when it was pulled over by the 405 freeway by California Highway Patrol. A CHP officer directed the driver of Bieber's car off the freeway and onto Sepulveda. A photographer arrived at the scene, got out of his car, and crossed Sepulveda to take photos. Oh, no. He was hit by a car as he went back across the street to his own car. They say the photographer was not crossing in a crosswalk. Fully cooperate with authorities. Now, you know, this whole paparazzi issue, like with what happened with, Princess Diana, very scary stuff. Extremely scary stuff. I guess in Diana's accident, they were avoiding the paparazzi, were involved in a high-speed chase. I understand that times are tough, and you could sell these pictures, and getting pictures of a star is worth so much money. I think it is a very inflated type of market. And unfortunately, it resulted in the death of one of these photographers. And it is a shame, an absolute shame. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back from break, great post from a truck driver on the Truckers Forum on how to eat healthy as a truck driver. I like this. We're going to be giving you guys some scoop on, and I think it's going to help a lot of us who are on the run and we eat pretty poorly. All right. Also, it looks like some people actually enjoy running over turtles. So we're going to talk about that. I guess people like to run over turtles. Don't ask. And then a quarter of us actually have liver damage. And they say even if we don't drink, right, after the holidays, sometimes that's not enough to cure the liver damage. So we need to talk about that. And then, of course, more news on the fiscal cliff and what taxes we're going to be spending on. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dalia Show. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dalia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dalia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, 33 minutes past the hour. Now, you know, as we, you know, go through our New Year's resolutions, which many of us hate doing, right, it makes us kind of feel like we haven't been doing the right thing all year long, and now here we are in 2013 and we're supposed to be doing things better. Most of us have eating better and losing weight. We always do. Those are probably the number one New Year's resolutions, even though for me it's trying to figure out how to handle the pending inflation now that the fiscal cliff talks were done so ineptly. But that's another subject for a different day. And one of my truck driver buddies on Truckers Forum had posted how to eat healthy as a truck driver. And what I love about this link to eHow, it's actually eHow Money, believe it or not. What I love about this link is it could work for any one of us. Okay? Now, apparently why this was targeted to truck drivers is because Christy Hammond, who is an eHow contributor, said truck drivers can sometimes eat compulsively, using the process of eating as a way to stay alert and in control while driving. Thus, while truckers are driving 8 or more hours each day, some of them 10-hour shifts, 14, etc., they have more of a potential to gain weight, have more insulin resistance, decrease insulin sensitivity, more risk for diabetes, high cholesterol, stroke, heart attack, etc. So one thing they suggest, which I suggest for us even at work, okay, is to keep a small refrigerator or ice chest in your cab or near your work. Stock it with zero-calorie foods, which burn more calories to digest than they add to your body, like celery. They say even pickles. Now, I don't know about that. Do you burn more energy digesting celery than the calories you intake? It could be. Very hard to test, but it could be. I mean, we know celery has been, you know, one of the most popular foods when you try to lose weight. Of course, many of us like to put cream cheese in there. Many of us like to put peanut butter, add raisins on there. But, you know, just regular celery, great idea. It takes you a while to chew it. It slows you down when you're eating. I mean, you have to eat slow. Good idea. Pickles to me are very, very tasty. Watch the salt, though. And they say these are snacks you could easily grab and eat while driving or while you're at your desk. Eat these foods when you're hungry and just need to eat something to keep your mind focused and your attention. They say eat a few more of these right before you walk into a restaurant or truck stop. This way you're a little bit more full. They say also make a plan for a few daily snacks, packing things you intend to eat that day, like almonds, grapefruit. Careful, though, with grapefruit if you're on certain medications that don't mix with grapefruit. They say plan to eat one item from your snack pack each day. Keep it near you as you drive for times in case you crave something other than celery or pickles. They say make sure you're reading the nutrition labels on everything you buy. For example, you may need, let's say, 16 milligrams of vitamin C, 18 milligrams of iron, 1,000 milligrams of calcium. She's kind of talking about the different numbers and what you need to limit yourself in terms of, like, fat, calories, sodium. They say, she says, you know, try to keep a running tab each day. I know it's difficult when you're driving or difficult when you're working, but sometimes what I'm going to take from this is sometimes when you busy yourself with the academics of it, you do better. You know, one of the reasons why Weight Watchers is so successful is you have to be busy watching the points. You have to calculate. You have to take an extra mental step, as opposed to some of these other weight loss programs where, you know, you just have to eat the boxed meal or et cetera. Weight Watchers makes you think and makes you calculate. And it's very interesting how some of us psychologically do when it comes to weight and nutrition if we do have to take that extra step. Okay? They say ask your waitress for a copy of the nutrition guidelines for the food at restaurants where you eat. Make your evening dining decisions based on these facts and the food you have already eaten during the day. All right, we've talked about sodium. I believe you're not supposed to go over 2,400 milligrams of sodium. I thought the number, sorry, for some reason the number, maybe it's because it's been New Year's. I thought the number was 1,200. I need to double check. I really apologize. But I've been telling my patients to be under 1,200 milligrams of sodium a day. So this is discussing 24 milligrams of sodium. I'd like you under 1,200. I know that's going to be difficult, okay? Of course, for dinner, can you swap salads or fruit? Of course, lean meat. See, many of us, we need meat. I'm like that too. I'll go really well not eating meat for a while, and then I just feel like it's probably all psychological, but I feel like I need some meat. And sometimes a good piece of salmon, even though salmon is a fatty fish, it has the omega-3s. And the omega-3s are pretty nice, and they're kind of energy-producing and mood-enhancing. So, you know, sometimes a good piece of salmon, eat it slow. It's hard, guys. I know it's hard. You know, a lot of us turn to the comfort food. I mean, Hostess especially. Now, I think Hostess is still going to be alive and well, people. Okay, it looks like a company may be I think a lot of companies are now vying for trying to take over the Hostess company, therefore we'll still be able to get our Hostess foods. Now, I know I'm not supposed to be promoting eating junk food, but Hostess, again, has been a part of my life like an imaginary friend. It got me through everything. I mean, think about it. Breakups, my boards, being up in the middle of the night, you know, working on the cadaver and study groups. I mean, Hostess has been with us through thick and thin. You know, now that we're coming into 2013 and we're all going to be losing money in our paychecks and we got taxes and we have, you know, people making $400,000 or $450,000 plus being taxed even more. So they're going to probably hire less, put less money in the economy. As we're going to start to see things start to unravel economically, we're going to want to reach for that Twinkie. I don't want you to do it. All right. But if you do do it, make sure you, what's the term for it? Not two steps forward, one step back. Kind of a, no pain, no gain type of thing. If you are going to eat comfort food, I want you exercising an extra 10, 15 minutes a day. You need to burn off those calories. I have seen people lose weight eating cookies, eating the foods they like, but you need to combat it with the extra exercise. Like I told you guys with Christmas and Thanksgiving, all right, a few weeks ago, I said, I don't mind you guys enjoying and divulging Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner. That's what the holidays are all about. But then the week or the few days leading up to it, you better be eating salads for dinner or low-calorie soups and be cutting your carbs. You know, the reason why Weight Watchers works, and again, I don't mean to do a commercial for them. They're not a sponsor by any means, but I have to tell you what I've seen with my patients. The reason why Weight Watchers works is because of this point system. If they want to use their points and divulge, you know, in, you know, one day, then they have to be really good some of the other days. And it makes perfect sense. You can't eat like crap all the time. You can't. All right, you know, no pain, no gain type of thing. Now, an article came out saying just 1 in 11 of us are actually going to stick to our New Year's resolutions for 6 months. 40% give up after 2 weeks. I'm surprised that low. I thought most people give up on their New Year's resolutions by January 3rd. They say a fifth of people pledge to cut back on alcohol. Many say they're going to spend less money. Oh, that was mine. I said I was going to spend less money. That's exactly the wrong thing when we're trying to stimulate the economy. But after what I just saw the last couple days with the Congress and the Senate, oh, my gosh, I got to hold on to everything because, boy, inflation is going to kick in and fast. Many people say they're going to go to the gym. Many people say they're going to eat less chocolate. 45% say lack of willpower is to blame for failing to keep their resolutions. I think it's just depression. You know, everybody's taking down their Christmas decorations. The next big holiday is Valentine's, and that's not really fun for a lot of people. We've talked about how Valentine's is extremely stressful. And so January, many of you start working on your taxes. January is really a month where we think about things fiscally. Many of us are trying to pay off the credit card. Right? From all the Christmas presents. Many of us are trying to figure out what we're going to do this next year. Many of us are thinking about our budgets. And so I think January is one of the biggest months for depression, which is why, you know, maybe the willpower thing is right. Many people are like, oh, to heck with this. Where's my comfort food? All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. We also have a free iPhone app on iPhone. If you can't find it on your app store, don't worry. We have little logos that you could click on our website at Dr. Dahlia, so you could get your iPhone app or your Droid app for free, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Now, one of the organs we abuse chronically is our liver. Now, I don't know how many of you could say you haven't put your liver through the mill, but I think many of us have. And apparently one statistic is saying that 25% of us have liver damage, right? And we can't just blame New Year's. Alcohol hurts the liver, absolutely, but also fatty diets, not exercising, and a lot of you guys that take medicines, especially with painkillers that have Tylenol, acetaminophen attached to it. So, you know, there's a campaign out, I believe it's occurring in Europe, called Love Your Liver. It's an awareness campaign led by a national roadshow of pop-up liver health clinics. Excuse me, and I'm burping. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, my reflex. I know. I did. I went to the GI doctor. He just told me no chocolate. He told me don't drink water before I go to bed. All right, but I'm always thirsty before I go to bed because I take a hot shower to make myself sleepy, and then I get thirsty. So I apologize if I'm burping the next day. Okay, anyway, they want GPs and family doctors to really discuss, internists, to really discuss people's lifestyle questions and offer liver function tests. Now, I check people's liver regularly. You know, I don't know if Obamacare is going to allow us to do it, but usually when you guys come in for a panel, depending on your age, you're always getting a comprehensive panel that has liver, it has kidneys on there, your salts, and pretty much liver, kidney, salts, and sugar. Then I also run a blood count, a CBC. I'll run a thyroid. Now, if you're a male over 40, I ask if you want me to check a screening PSA. Again, I know that's not something Obamacare likes, but I can't tell you how many people we have diagnosed in their 50s with prostate cancer, so I love to get a baseline in your 40s. For women, we add vitamin D. Most of you, we also add cholesterol panel on there, as well as thyroid. And then if you're over 40, we check for blood in your stool. So pretty much that's kind of the routine panel. They want us to also order hepatitis tests on most people. They're going back and forth with the recommendation of hepatitis to screen HIV, to screen all men for HIV, and now possibly everybody for HIV. So this is something that's been going back and forth, but what is really being underestimated and underdiagnosed is liver disease. Now, I'll inherit some patients and I'll get their records and I'll see elevated liver enzymes and I'll see that the doctor ignored them. Now, I understand that if you chase an elevated liver enzyme, it could be a very costly road. I understand that. The problem is I like to diagnose liver disease in my patients, so I do chase it down. So what do we do if you do have an elevated liver enzyme? Well, one is I always like to recheck in a case it's a fluke. Okay, no sense starting to, spend a whole lot of money if it could be a fluke. And sometimes when you fast for your blood work, that could be stressful to the liver. So sometimes I'll check you after you've eaten lunch. Sometimes, you know, liver enzymes may look a little better. I go into how much alcohol you drink. I go into how much Tylenol, acetaminophen you take, how many anti-inflammatories you take, Advil, Motrin, et cetera, ibuprofen, Naproxen, et cetera. I ask you about, diabetes in the family. I ask you about your eating habits, exercise habits, et cetera. A lot of times fat that deposits in the liver can occur because of alcohol, and it can also occur because of bad eating habits, right? And pre-diabetes. And fat in the liver doesn't help the liver too much. Now, I mean, why do we have to worry about the liver? Well, your liver is one of your biggest filtering systems, next to your kidneys. And we all know what happens when your kidneys fail. You die. All right? Liver failure can kill you as well. Now, we don't see as many people go into liver failure, right, that are overweight. But we do see people with decreased liver capabilities, and with decreased liver capabilities, you sometimes seem to have issues with your glucose metabolism, your glucose production, your cholesterol metabolism, cholesterol production, etc. So it's all related. And then, of course, if you have cholesterol issues, sugar issues, that could predispose you to early death, stroke, heart disease, etc. So we want to protect the liver. So if you have elevated liver enzymes, confirmed, I usually recommend an ultrasound. Why not look at the liver, see what the heck is going on? Make sure there's no tumors. Make sure there's no gallstones. Make sure there's no fat in the liver. Anything else that could be kooky. Then I check a hepatitis panel because hepatitis could cause damage to the liver. And then I also check ferritin levels. Now, ferritin levels is a screening test for hereditary hemochromatosis. We've talked about hereditary hemochromatosis where you deposit iron, too much iron in your liver. And that could also cause you to not have a highly functional liver. So those are usually the things I immediately check. Sometimes the GI doctors will check for alpha-fetoprotein, anti-smooth muscle antibody, and a variety of other things to look, you know, deeper. I work with a GI doctor where I do my screening test and then I have him go that next step. Because I do understand some of these tests are expensive, and I'm hoping that with my first blast of screening tests, we figure out what the heck is going on. But please don't not watch the liver. If you're ever asking for blood work, many of you come in and say, look, just check me for diabetes, just check me for cholesterol. Well, the problem with that is, again, you know, we still have to check the liver, and we still have to check the kidneys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, many of us are just kind of scratching our heads and not able to revere in the fact that we're in a new year because of what happened over the last few days with Congress. Now, the tax package that Congress passed, all right, will protect the huge tax hikes, but we're all going to be still paying more. From what I understand, the 2% cut in payroll tax that was extended has expired. So if you make $50,000 a year, you're going to be spending an extra $1,000 per worker. If you make $25,000 a year, they calculated an extra $42 a month is going to be now taken out of your paychecks. The Tax Policy Center, a nonpartisan Washington research group, estimates that 77% of American households will face higher federal taxes in 2013 under the agreement negotiated between Barack Obama and the Senate. They say high-income families are going to notice the biggest tax increases, but middle-income and low-income families are going to be paying higher taxes, too. So we all are paying more taxes, all of us. Households making between $40,000 and $50,000 will have an increase of $579 to pay in 2013. Households making $50,000 to $75,000 will face a tax increase of $822. This has nothing to do with Obamacare, nothing to do with Medicare tax, nothing to do with that. These are just income tax. All right. The tax increases, they say, could even be higher. A huge package of tax cuts first enacted under President Bush, George W. Bush, was scheduled to expire Tuesday as part of the fiscal cliff. The Bush era tax cuts lowered taxes for families at every income level. Estate tax. Oh, the estate tax, I hear, is going to just skyrocket. What Washington did is decrease the ability to itemized deductions. So if Obama couldn't increase taxes directly on everybody to the extent that he wanted to, he stopped certain tax deductions. One thing I want to investigate is one of these tax deductions, the charity deduction. One of the first things that happened when Obama came into office was they decreased what deduction you can write off on your taxes based on how much you donate. Now, that hit charities extremely hard. My worry is this happened again. The last thing charities need right now in the middle of a recession, going back into a double dip with what just happened over the last few days, is to not to have people disencouraged or discouraged to donate. So that's going to be a little scary. I need to look into that. Of course, the biggest tax raises are going to be for people that make $400,000 individually, $450,000 married. There's a lot more to this. So, you know, just hold on tight. It's going to be a rough year. Let's try to be positive, people. Happy, happy New Year. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. B12, beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own four-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.